This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Prescription drugs can do miracles, but they cost a fortune, and you've seen the direction of prices, not down. Well, today, the House Committee on Oversight and Reform puts pharmaceutical companies into the spotlight. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
There isn't much transparency when it comes to drug prices, says Yale economics professor Fiona Scott Morton. The list price for a drug doesn't always match up with what the insurer pays or what the wholesaler pays or the retailer or the customer. And there actually isn't much competition, meaning that with
only one or two firms in the market instead of many, and that leads to high prices.
That's even though there are thousands of drugs on the market, says Gerard Anderson with Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, which makes the rising prices
contrary to what you would expect from an economic perspective.
Anderson's testifying in front of the committee today. He says drug prices typically increase during periods of innovation. Pharmaceutical companies say the cost of research is baked into drug prices. But again, there isn't much transparency. And
the cost of doing research seems to increase each and every year
far faster than the rate of inflation. So he's going to ask the committee to look at why that is. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.